to make corn dodgers sometime.
And what about the kind that you fry? Cornbread.
Corn fritters? Yeah, she once in a while she'll fry corn fritters.
Like? What would they be like?
Well, it's just a light, little cake about that big and very thin. Oh, you know, you can fry it. It's quicker than baking it. Mm-hmm. And now, what all you put in it, I couldn't tell you that.
What about the kind that you have with fish?
I don't know what all she puts in it, in the corn dodgers, Mama.
Put eggs, meal, and some flour. You put about, well, it's according to the amount of dodgers that you want to cook. And you put, let's say about a third of the flour. You have to put your baking powder if you're using, you know, your plain meal. Or you can use the self-rising, whichever you want. Gives it the rising, and the eggs are fluffy, makes them fluffy.
What kind of stuff can you use besides baking powder to make it rise, if it's not self-rising?
Some soda. You use some soda in it. Yeah. You can't use a great amount of soda because it'll turn your bread yellow.
Anything else you could use?
No, not that I know of. You either rise it with the soda or baking powder.
What about the kind of thing that, not with cornbread, but it would be round?
Okay.
Well, round with a hole in the middle.
Not cornbread?
Donuts?
Yeah, would you use, baking powder in that, or anything?
You mean for cornbread?
No, for donuts.
Oh, for donuts?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that depends, too. You know, they have this self-rising flour. So if you're using the enriched plain meal, you have to put you something to rise it, which is much easier, though, your self-rising mixing, you know, and leave out all that. You don't have to add your salt and all those things that's included in that self-rising.
What would you call it if it was like a donut but you didn't cut the hole out?
The old word for that was fritters, cornbread fritters. But call them whatever you want to, I still cook them. You can cook them in the small ones or you can cook them in the griddle size, hoe cake they call it. I mean, I'm still referring to your cornbread, though. Mm-hmm. And
what about the things like donuts that use the same batter, but
you use flour for them?
You can cook it in your one pone, or you can cook it in your layers, or you can fix it and make it out. You have to knead that donut bread a lot. Knead it, you know what I mean. That's called kneading, you know, when you knead your dough a lot to get it firm together and all. And then, of course, if you use your donut cutter, you put the holes, or you could use just a solid, which I've never seen them cook just straight out without the holes. I don't think they'd be donuts without the holes.
If you went to the store to buy flour, you say you bought two. What flour?
2 o'clock.
About two bags.
I
guess you'd say bags now. Because you sure don't get the cloth sacks anymore. You get the paper bags.
Mm-hmm.